Life Audio.
Hello there. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Grace Fox. Pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea and meet me at my new website, gracefox.com. You'll find numerous resources there, all designed to bring hope, courage, and transformation through God's Word. Be sure to subscribe to my updates to receive free printables to enhance your spiritual journey. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 22:32.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 22:32. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. My husband and I send 3 or 4 ministry-related newsletters each year to a list of friends and family. Without fail, one woman on that list emails us after she receives our copy. She wants to encourage us by letting us know she prayed about the requests we mentioned. I have no doubt that other recipients pray for us too, but it warms my heart to actually have someone say, "I prayed for you." Imagine then how Simon, also known as Peter, how he must have felt when he heard his beloved Jesus say, "I have prayed for you." This event took place at the Last Supper. Jesus knew his arrest and crucifixion were fast approaching, so the words he spoke to his disciples that evening were of great importance. Jesus had just finished telling his disciples that Satan had asked to sift all of them like wheat. This was a warning. To sift as wheat could also be translated as to shake someone apart or break a person down. The disciples were familiar with the term sift as wheat because in their day, people sifted grains through a large sieve. They'd shake the sieve vigorously enough to separate the impurities from the good grains. Satan wanting to sift the disciples meant he wanted to shake them apart or break them down. He wanted to destroy their faith, true to his purpose, as stated in John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus wasn't about to let Satan have his way. The warning about being sifted was directed at all the disciples, and it's no wonder, because the horrific events surrounding Jesus' death would certainly test their faith. But Jesus turned his focus at this point to Simon. "I have prayed for you, Simon," he said. You'd think that knowing how all the disciples' faith would be tested within a few hours, Jesus would have said that he'd prayed for the whole group. But he singled out Simon as his prayer focus, perhaps because he knew Simon would deny knowing him three times that night. Satan would sift Simon, and Simon's faith would falter. Jesus knew Simon loved him. He knew Simon would feel terrible and weep bitterly after denying him. He also knew Simon would need encouragement so he wouldn't sink into a pit of shame and self-destruction. The words, "I have prayed for you," indicate that Jesus had already been interceding on Simon's behalf in this regard. It was a done deal. The words, "that your faith may not fail," told Simon exactly what Jesus had prayed. He hadn't asked God to go before Simon and remove the predicament in which he would find himself later that night when approached by the servant girl about being a follower of Jesus. He asked God to keep Simon's faith from dying out or ceasing to exist. The words, "when you have turned back," imply that God had already heard and answered Jesus' prayer to keep Simon's faith from failing. Yes, his faith would falter when fear overwhelmed him, and he would respond by denying Jesus, but he would not descend into that pit of shame and self-destruction as Judas did after he betrayed Jesus. Simon would turn around, he would repent for what he'd done, and he would get back on his feet. Not only that, but he would then strengthen his brothers in their faith too. This verse carries so much encouragement for us as Jesus followers today. Scripture tells us to expect suffering and not be surprised when fiery trials come our way. They became a part of life when sin entered the earth. Satan wants to use suffering to sift us as wheat and destroy our faith. He wants us to doubt God's goodness and intent toward us and to question his wisdom and power. His goal is to destroy us. But Romans 8:34 tells us that Jesus sits at the Father's right hand and prays for us. Sometimes in the midst of dire circumstances, we let our emotions take over and we say or do things from fear rather than faith. When we realize what we've done and how we've betrayed Jesus in the process, we might want to respond as Simon did and weep bitterly. We might feel as though we've blown it past the point of forgiveness. We might believe the lie that Jesus has written us off and can never use us again to build his kingdom on earth. But when we look at Jesus' prayer, we see that he has complete faith in our restoration. "When you turn back," he said to Simon, not if. God uses suffering to refine us and build our character. Our faith might falter, as Simon's did, but these moments needn't be fatal and forever. He's all about restoring us and making us stronger so we, in turn, can lend a hand to others when their faith falters. So, my friend, be encouraged in knowing that Jesus is praying for you. He knows you'll encounter tough situations when your faith might falter. But because he is interceding on your behalf, your faith will not fail. It will not die out or cease to exist. He's got you, and you've got him on your side. May I pray for you? Father, thank you for Jesus' ministry of prayer on our behalf. Knowing he intercedes for us brings us encouragement and hope, especially on the hard days. Guard our hearts and minds with truth, and keep our focus on you so our faith will not fail. We love you, and we're forever grateful that you love us more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.